Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.
Well, looky who's here. Dylan and Connor from Half Moon Run. How's the tour going, guys?
Great.
So, arena shows, what's that like? I mean, you guys are no stranger to playing club shows and festivals even. Arenas are a different animal, though.
There's a lot of sound flying around in arenas. It's like sometimes you get on stage and like I hit the kick drum and you can hear the echo for it feels like 10 seconds sometimes.
It's much more difficult. That's from a performing standpoint. That's like the main adjustment. We don't use in-ear monitors either. So you really rely on your monitor guy to be able to hear things because there's normally the stage is so close that I can hear Dylan's drums acoustically. But in a stadium, that's not usually the case. Singing too is difficult. But
is it weird playing so far away from each other? Like just physically being...
Yeah, but we're learning how to adapt and we dance around a lot on stage to get close to each other.
Festival plans. What are you guys doing this summer?
We got some great things coming up this summer, like Oceaga.
Mostly in Quebec and Ontario, actually, for as far as Canadian festivals go. We're playing Field Trip, some stuff in the U.S., and then a couple things in Europe, but keeping the schedule pretty chill this summer because we got to write another album.
Now, as you mentioned, Dark Eyes, it's a few years old now already, so, I mean, we're obviously expecting some new material.
Yeah, we are, too. Yeah.
When can we expect that?
One song at a time.
Yeah, we kind of have a policy right now not to say too much about when, because it always takes longer than you think. We just need to internally just stop thinking about deadlines and just relax and write new songs like we used to when we were writing the first album.
Do you write on the road at all?
Not really.
Not together, not really. We'd play around, like mess around with some ideas on the computer or on a guitar, but...
Well, you know what? I've got a great idea for a song for you guys about me. What do you think?
Well,
like, yeah, I mean, it could be about
that's
anything.
That's funny because we were actually going to make the whole album about you. Yeah.
One last thing, guys, before I let you go here. On the Quick Fix at 6, our nightly request show, we always throw out a little question that we get people to answer along with their song request. Tonight, it's going to be, what's the stupidest way you ever hurt yourself?
Oh my God.
Oh, there's
can we do
so
top
many
10?
Ways.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We fight a lot on tour. Like, well, we're wrestling, and so there's always dumb injuries related to that. Like,
didn't you break Devin's rib?
I broke
once?
Devin's rib, yeah, in a fight. It's endless, really.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for being here, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Now, a Sonic Session track recorded live to digital here in our Booster Juice Listener Lounge last time you guys came by. This is Half Moon Run, Call Me in the Afternoon, Sonic 1029.
Stay with me, and you confuse me with your riddles and your sudden dinner rock set dead. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. Your eye, and it's such a petty price to pay. And call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. Take one if you need it, but you really should have been. Take one if you need it.
Catch this interview and other off-air highlights in this week's Lane Mitchell Show podcast, free on iTunes and at sonic1029.com.